I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Happy Thursday, my darlings, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. This week on the show, we are focusing on letting go. It's really hard for me to say letting go without thinking about Frozen and the Let It Go song, but I'm going to try to contain myself today. We are focusing on letting go, on making space for something we truly want by releasing what doesn't serve us anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today for our gratitude practice, it's Thankful Thursday today. I, of course, want to bring our awareness to something that we have actually let go of, that we feel really grateful we did. Something you have already in your life let go of, something you have purged from your life, something you released, something you changed, something you put down, something you actually successfully let go of. I want you to find one of those things or the thing that really resonates the most that you feel so darn grateful for you actually did. Can't believe I just said darn, but here we are. It is really important that we remind ourselves of the fact that we have let go already of so many things in our lives. We have successfully actually made huge changes in our lives already. We have let go of people that weren't serving us. We've let go of bad habits. We've let go of patterns of limiting belief. We have processed and let go of hard things that came our way. You have already at this point in your life let go of so much. And when we are in the process of wanting to let something go, we oftentimes forget that actually we know how to do this, that actually we've done it before. The idea of letting something go or putting something heavy down can feel so abstract and complicated. Like, how do I go about doing that? So bringing our awareness to the fact that we have done that so many times in our past, it's really reassuring. And it will remind you that you're doing the right thing and you're on the right path. So what is something that you have already let go of in your life that you're really grateful you did? Take a moment, see where your heart brings you as an answer to that question. Now you can go for some obvious things. I mean, maybe you let go of a really toxic person, right? Maybe you were in a really bad relationship where someone just was not serving you or helpful to you. Maybe someone who was abusive in different ways. Maybe someone who was just stealing and taking your energy and causing you a lot of harm. And you moved on, right? You said goodbye to that person. You broke up with that person. You let them go. I'm really certain that you've had some sort of relationship similar to that. And it can be large or small, big things, little things, where you moved on from somebody when it just didn't feel good to remain in that relationship anymore. That's a great example of letting go. Now, letting go can, of course, also mean saying goodbye to a person because they have passed on. When we were forced to let go, even though we didn't want to, even though it was unexpected, death is one of those things that just forces that energy of surrender into our lives. And of course, it didn't happen right away. Grief and processing that loss is a lifelong practice. But there are parts of that where you have done so much healing and so much processing and so much letting go already. Now, there could be something a little bit simpler to contemplate that you have let go of recently. Maybe there's a bad habit, like something you used to do all the time that just really wasn't good for you, and you kicked it to the curb, right? Maybe you quit smoking, or you quit drinking, or you quit drama. That's a big one. You quit gossiping. You quit scrolling on social media for no reason. You quit something, right? So just take a moment to see where your awareness brings you, if it's something really specific and material, or if it's maybe internal and very hard to actually grasp, like letting go of an old limiting belief that just wasn't serving us anymore. Sit with that. And once you really have that experience in your heart, hold for a moment just the magnitude of that. Letting go is not easy. Dropping that thing that wasn't good for you is really, really, really hard to do. Making that change in your life didn't happen just on its own. You did that. Your inner work, your healing work brought you to that place. So hold the power of that letting go in your heart for a moment and remind yourself of the fact that you can let go. You can make that decision to put something down when it's no longer helpful to you. And in those moments when we want to let go, but we don't know how, we can pray for the ability to let go. We can ask for help. Sensing in your heart the gratitude for your own ability to purge from your life whatever doesn't serve you, or to let go when life tells us it's time. Feel that. Thank you, and let it come from a place deep inside of your heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's take a deep, full breath in right into that heart-centered place. Open the mouth and exhale. Thank you so much for tuning into this practice and experiencing that gratitude for letting go. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.